Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Telemarketing Calls.
Oh, and Jim, my house has been broken into. I need to talk to your lawyer. I just called my lawyer.
What state are you from, ma'am?
It doesn't make any difference. You don't get to ask me any questions. I was just abused. I can call you any swear name. I need your first and last name. And believe me, there are consequences. Mm-hmm. It was to the point where I actually had an appendix rupture. Mm-hmm. Because of telemarketing calls. But it doesn't matter what state is illegal, you're arrested, or you're a hater, her, or wife, sister. I need your first and last name. The police are listening.
Okay, my name's Alex.
What's your last name?
I don't get my last name.
You called my house, Alex? Then let me talk to your supervisor. The police are ready.
Okay, I actually am a supervisor here. I can help you.
You broke a law. You did a felony arrest. You called my number. I used to be an EMT. People died because my answering machine was full. You don't have to give your last name, Alex.
Not if I don't want to.
You son of a motherfucker. Well, okay, so what?
Are the police really listening in on this?
What?
Are the police really listening?
So they want me to get you. You bet. Wait, you can hear it in a minute. You can hear the click. You guys? I heard a click.
Okay.
Okay? You call people's houses?
And by the way, we fully abide by the do not call list rules.
We are all on it. You cannot call anybody. And what are you talking about?
Thank you.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, April 18th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, even retards can be racist. Plus, a new cure for bedwetting. And yes, it involves abuse. And the newest drug hitting the playground, razzleberry-flavored Happy Crack. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Ooh, nice mask. Oh, wait, that's your face. Yeah, happy Halloween, everybody. I'm like 6 months early, right? I just happened to run across that sound file. You can pick up that laughing skeleton at Target.
Hey, you got the time? Oh, look at me. What do I
care? Blah, blah. All right, got a great show for you today. At the top of the program, Dana wrote in with a link to ripoffreport.com. It's one of those websites where you can complain about someone's services or a website or a business. And she links to a report against Moonstar Seven Spirits, a fortune teller from eBay. And, of course, the report was written in all caps. Gives you just about all you need to know about this person. Alright, here we go. Here's the report. Moonstar Seven Spirits, fraudulent seller of genies and magicals. This woman is pissed she didn't get a genie in the mail. Moonstar Seven Spirits should be removed from selling on eBay and the internet. She should be taken off the internet. She should not be allowed to log on. She takes advantage of poor souls who really need help while raking them over the coals for thousands of dollars each week. I didn't buy a genie from her. I bought from her before she became the self-proclaimed genie expert. Now she has a supposed contact who freely gives her genies, named Mahindrid Shamis. I sent certified letter to interested government parties to inquire about such a person. No authentication was received. First she says she's a witch, then a fairy expert, then a genie expert, and now a paranormal expert. She can't decide which lie she wants to be the truth. She should have just stuck with being a fairy expert. Then no one would have questioned her.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Okay, maybe one person would question her. That's why she switched to being a genie expert, perhaps. Well, let me just tell you, Moonstar Seven Spirits is not going to take this lying down, no, no. She offered a rebuttal on this ripoff report website, saying, "This woman is nuts." She contacted me in August and sounded extremely crazy. She would rant and rave. This coming from a woman who's a fairy expert selling genies, and she's calling someone else nuts? That's a serious accusation right there. She would rant and rave about my items and then apologize for being rude. I promptly blocked her from bidding and ignored all of her weird questions and comments about my items. She seemed frantic to purchase my shape-shifting ring that I had available, but since she was blocked from bidding, she couldn't. She finally resorted to purchasing my ring using another person's eBay user ID. Then I guess one of the stones in the ring fell out, and the woman freaked out and wanted her money back, and Moonstar 7 refunded $150. Yeah, she paid over $100 for a ring with magical shape-shifting abilities from a fairy expert. I didn't even know you could buy shit like that on eBay. You know you could buy spells? Like, you could have a witch do a spell for you on eBay. It's ridiculous. So, speaking of ridiculous, I just got a YouTube video sent to me by the Salty Ninja. Let's take a listen to this. Apparently, a little black child is going to kill the president. At least that's what he's threatening to do on his YouTube video. Let's take a listen.
Listening, Americans. One of your president will die. I'm not bullshitting right now. I am serious. I am a kid who's gonna blow my brains off if we don't get this guy off the office.
Okay.
I'm talking about George W. Bush. I'm not bullshitting with you, America, right now. But really, I'm gonna kill him. When you hear George W. Bush is dead, I did it. But remember, I'm not doing this because of the fame, but I'm doing this because I am pissed off at him.
You're like 7. What are you pissed off at him about?
That motherfucker. Ooh. He don't deserve to breathe. That's why I'm going to take care what that should be taken of.
Okay.
He will die. Who? Unknown. When? Unknown. By who? And how?
Me.
I know that. Right in this brain. Which this brain is gonna get, have a big hole right here because a crazy motherfucker made him do it. Talking about you, George W. Bush.
And this little bitch right here will fucking kill your ass, nigga. So if you have anything to say, you can say it to me. And if you want to bump, let's go, because I ain't scared of your motherfucking ass. I, bitch, later.
Oh, Lil' J wants to help kill President Bush, too. Thanks, Lil' J, for checking in. Let's bump. Got one more piece of audio for you. It's from our good friend Alexis K. Tyler. We haven't played much of her lately. She's been kind of quiet, but recently she's reappeared with a new set of videos. And, you know, she's back to her old tricks.
A man, a good-looking young man, wrote me last week saying that he's hooked on this nigga and he don't know how to let the motherfucker go, but this the deal right here, this the kicker.
Yeah, kicker.
This man come round his house, sneaks over there, and he don't take him out to buy him no damn Chinese damn Kung Pao chicken with that damn special sweet and sour sesame sauce on there. He don't even get a son bitch no chopstick to pick up that damn that fried rice and shit.
What did she call that? What did she call Kung Pao chicken?
Kung Pao chicken with Kung Pao chicken with that damn special sweet and sour sesame sauce on there. He don't even get a son bitch no chopstick. He don't even buy him no damn Happy Meal, no damn Wendy's damn Frosty. All he do, come round now, pull his ass out, and put his dick in his butt.
Uh-huh.
That's it, dude. That's what I said. Fuck him all in his ass and bend him over things. All fuck him all around the living room on different type of furniture and shit. Then tell him, have a nice day. See you next time. Because, have mercy. Ooh, ha ha. Because, y'all won't know why? Because the son of a bitch have to go back home to his wife and children. Oh, oh, I said it. Ow.
Oh, I love it. Alexis K. Tyler is back. Bitch has fucking lost it. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Oh, I completely forgot to mention, Alexis K. Tyler is now selling her own t-shirts, right? Like, vagina power, or Pussy Power t-shirts. And it's a picture of her in that ridiculous outfit. She's chomping down on a cigar. It's the one where she said that she's piloting the pussy. She's in, like, the pilot outfit and everything. They have it in both white and black, both short and long sleeve. And coming soon, Penis Power t-shirts. And it's all from... It's official Alexis K. Tyler gear. So if you want to check it out, I think her website's like... Vagina Power TV or something. I don't know. Speaking of wasting money on complete shit, why don't you sign up for the Sideshow? If you're not a member, superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the Distorted View archives, extended shows. We did one earlier this week, exclusive shows, videocast, and so much more. You know, I wanted to do a skank, and I had Skype up today and everything, and I was getting some phone calls from... mostly Arabic men, but they couldn't speak English at all. It was just really awful. Like, it didn't work out. So I'm going to try it again tomorrow. Maybe we can do, like, a weekend show, or on Monday we'll do an extended show with a skank. I'm really determined to get a skank, though. So if you want to hear it, sign up for the Sideshow now, superfreaksideshow.com. A skank is on the way.
I'm going to adjust my baby in all brand names, and if I can't support it, then I guess I'm going to steal it.
It's a different kind of skank. First story we have for you today, do you know what happy crack is? Your children probably do. Some parents in Independence, Missouri have been warned by school officials to watch out for something called happy crack. Happy crack isn't actually a drug, though. It's a mix of powdered Kool-Aid and sugar that kids carry around in a plastic bag. Why? Because kids, and this has been medically proven, are stupid.
Here I come to save the day.
Where on earth would children learn to do something like this?
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
Parents who use drugs have children who use drugs.
That's surprisingly right on the money. The principal at Glendale Elementary stated in a letter sent to parents that kids have been buying, selling, eating, and snorting the mixture in behavior that mimics a drug culture. A group of fifth graders got in trouble for using it. One teenager who said his younger brother is one of the kids who took the substance to school said they try to snort it like crack. Well, you smoke crack. You snort cocaine. These kids are so stupid. They try to snort it like crack and it's not very cool and they could get in trouble. Yeah. Drug-free and proud, man. Dare to keep a kid off drugs. Independence police spoke with the fifth graders involved about the dangers of real drugs. Administrators gave the students simply a warning. You know what these kids need? We need to bring back after-school specials. They address all types of these kind of issues. Substance abuse, sexual assault, gun violence. Those little cheesy movies really did help a generation. My personal favorite?
Can Joey learn to cope with his parents' divorce? Yes, with their help. Watch My Dad Lives in a Downtown Hotel, an ABC after-school special.
Greatest name for an after-school special ever! My Dad Lives in a Downtown Hotel. Second story we have for you today combines two of my favorite things, retards and racism.
They call him balls, bald nigga.
There's the racism, but where's the retard?
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I help you?
Little retard behind the cash register. Last September, Jamie, who is 18 years old but cannot even tie his own shoelaces... Wow, this reporter is an asshole. That was a low blow. You know he's only owned Velcro. God. He also needs help going to the bathroom. He just likes his mom touching his pee-pee. Pervert. And he still relies on his mother to tuck him up in bed at night. Had an altercation with an Asian girl. This story could not get any better. Yes, he had an altercation with an Asian girl of a similar age who was also a pupil at the special needs department of Motherwell College. Put quite simply, girl irritated boy, boy pushed girl and told her to go away. Then the girl responded by telling her teacher. The two were sent their separate ways, and their parents informed about the falling out. That's when the Chinkies went on the offensive. Asians, calm down. You're not Chinkies. Don't get all yellow-headed about it. What? Given their mental ages, it was no more significant than a playground spat between 2 5-year-olds. Jesus. This reporter doesn't have very nice things to say about the tards. That should have been the end of it. Instead, a notice was placed in the local newspaper, it's not known by whom, asking for witnesses to a racial assault at the college on the day in question. Whether the notice led to the police investigation or whether the family of the girl contacted them directly is still not clear. Either way, just over a week later, Jamie was charged with racism and assault. That's ridiculous. No one should fear a big fat retard unless you're a good-looking blonde and the tard comes up to you and wants to pet your hair. Run. Run quickly. He will snap it in half. Get the hell out of there. Just run and scream, "I am not a rabbit!" It's a win-win situation. You'll escape with your life, and the fat retard can live off the fat of the land. After a month of stress and fear, the family's ordeal came to an end yesterday when, in a remarkable climb down, the Crown Office issued a formal apology to the family for any distress caused over the past 7 months. All charges have been dropped, but the family says this isn't enough. The mother says, quote, "It's utterly ridiculous that the authorities brought adult charges against our son, who is not only innocent, but clearly unable to comprehend why he was in trouble. For instance," get ready to laugh, "when the police arrived to interview him, he welcomed them with a big smile and a handshake. As they read him his rights, he said, 'Thank you for coming to see him,' and agreed with everything they said." Those with big hug. "Thank you for arresting me." "Those with Down syndrome often agree with whatever they are told simply to please other people. I said, 'Do you realize he doesn't understand what you're saying?' While the police officer shifted uncomfortably and admitted they had no training in dealing with anyone with special needs." Next week, Jamie is set to return to college, and his mother thinks it's likely that he will forget the happenings of the past 7 months long before she does. Jamie has said he's happy it's all over, and he's back to being his usual sunny self. The police probably dropped the charges because they couldn't get a cohesive statement out of the Asian girl. Like, nothing made sense. Like, honey, what did the big retard do to you?
Come on, and you have to cover up.
What?
With a blanket.
He covered you up with a blanket?
And she had a puddle.
Puddle? Puddle?
That he laid on.
What? Did he touch you in a bad place?
In the morning.
In the morning he
did? He wanted to go on the trip. But the overthink is.
Okay.
He liked to go between
your thighs?
60 and 80 per hour. Trying to find a car lover.
A car lover?
And so when she
thinks, I give up. I don't think she was hurt or raped by another person. I think she accidentally sat on a stick shift or something. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Connecticut. Two family friends accused of depriving a toddler of fluid for a week as punishment for bedwetting appeared in court Wednesday. That's one way to keep your child from bedwetting. Just don't give him any liquids. They were appeared in court on Wednesday to face charges in his death. Oh. Police said 23-month-old Amari Jackson died of dehydration while Sharon Patterson and her brother Robert Patterson were caring for him in February. Investigators said glasses around the house were laced with hot sauce to keep the boy from drinking. According to an arrest warrant affidavit, that is funny, come on. Robert Patterson told police that the boy cried for his mother when he began staying with him, but towards the end of his stay, Amari was crying for something to drink. The pair didn't want to clean up any more bedwetting, so they deprived the child of any liquid whatsoever. What do you have to say about that, bedwetter?
Wetting the bed, I'd really like to stop that. If one of my friends came over and I wet the bed, I would feel scared.
At least your parents didn't kill you!
They have helped because I don't wet the sheet anymore because of the good nights. So I don't have to change my sheet or my blanket. I just put on new ones and I go right back to sleep.
To the 1 in 10 kids who wet the bed, Good Night's disposable underpants protect yet look and feel like real underwear.
Someone should have told this pair about the Good Night's diaper. It would have saved a child's goddamn life. And you wouldn't have hot sauce on all of your glasses. Sharon Patterson told police they were drinking and smoking marijuana the day before Amari died, according to an arrest warrant affidavit. She also told them that she previously lost custody of 4 children because of drug addiction. Of course. Now, knowing that this woman lost custody of 4 of her own children, why the hell would you even fucking let her babysit a goddamn houseplant, let alone a child? Ugh. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of ya. All right, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt from thejamhole.com again.
I'm
hey,
so fucking sick of these people.
Just my listeners are fucking dumb fuck douchebags and they call in your show.
Well, actually, you told them to call into the voicemail line and mention your podcast.
They're like, oh, no, no, no.
Like, you told them to call into the Sick and Wrong podcast and this one and a whole bunch of others, and you gave the voicemail lines.
Hey, don't take away the plug you're going to put on your site for... because of that, you know.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm over
James
them.
James Henson, what's up? This is Jeremy from Timeless Dispo. Called in a couple weeks ago. Telling you about the having sex with Jesus type deal.
Oh, right.
I remember last show, one of the callers on the voicemails discussing about Hunter Alexander. Well, actually found his new profile. His username is LilAlexVideos2. Basically, it just shows how much of a fucking mumbling, stuttering idiot he is, and it's really awesome. And yeah, just thought you enjoy.
What was that again? That you, I don't know if I heard that. If you could email me his user account or something, or like the name of it, because I'm not sure I understood it when you said it. All right, a couple more voicemails here.
Hey, Tim. Michael Carino from Akron. I was kind of surprised that you didn't quite get what the gentleman who was selling balls of bread to elderly people with crack cocaine was really doing. And maybe they didn't show this in the story, but I believe what it was is he was selling easy-to-choose geriatric crack cocaine.
It's now, that would actually... Now, if they actually made a crack cocaine that was specifically designed for old people, that would be funny. Maybe that's what he was trying to do. He's trying to pretend that, you know, look, this is great. This is specially designed crack for old people.
Hi, Tom. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. Hi, Tom. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I just wanted to say...
Ooh.
Yes! That's a 7 on the Bristol scale.
All right, very good. We'll do a couple more here.
Hey, Tim, this is Brian from Akron. I just became a Sideshow freak.
Nice.
About a week and a half ago. Let me tell you, it's the best $5 a month investment I've ever made. I used to be a smoker, and you know what? $5 a month, that's less
nothing.
Than 2 days' worth of cigarettes.
Yeah, it's a good way of looking at it.
To be entertained for a month, well worth.
And as far as I know, DV does not cause cancer.
Price. I think they're actually undercharging us, but... keep it at $5. That's great.
Yeah, everyone, like my friend Joey and everyone, when I was setting up the Sideshow, they said that I should pay. I should charge $10.
Anyways, I just wanted to
respond
to you about a story you did about 2 days ago, I think, or yesterday, about the guy who was selling balled up bread,
right.
Cracked old people in the retirement center, and he asked if, you know, do old people smoke crack? And believe it or not, I've met old people who smoke crack. And,
why?
I wound up meeting them when I was a pizza delivery driver a few years ago. I delivered to this retirement center, and inside the apartment or the, you know, jail cell or whatever they put the old people in, there was just this disgusting old man with his shirt off, really a hairy guy, with some kind of Catholic cross hanging around his neck,
mm-hmm.
and a woman about 20 years younger than him, really scrawny, just... You know, one of those people who's too old to, you know, try looking attractive, you know, that
right.
Sometimes when people get old,
they give
they
up.
They just stop trying to look attractive and just realize that they're just ugly and they're going to die ugly.
Right. You can't...
So anyways...
No amount of makeup can fix that.
This woman was just acting really fucked up and weird. And she's treating me like, I can't even describe the words, but she's looking at me going, hey man, you look like you like to party. You want to party with us? I said, not really. I'm kind of on the clock. You know, I'm kind of pussyfooting around in the shoe.
Right.
She goes, you like to smoke? And my instant response was, well, yeah, you got some green on you. And then all of a sudden her eyes got really wild and she's like, no, I meant crack. And, you know, it felt like my brain was about to explode because I was in a retirement center. And this chick's offering me crack while I'm delivering pizza to her. And so I make
like,
sure
you're a lightweight compared to her. She's like, marijuana, that's for pussies. Come on, let's do crack.
As quick as I could. Cause it's just, aside from the fact that someone was offering me crack, it was the fact that it was just fucking weird. So anyways, I think you had asked if...
That's what old people are doing with their Social Security checks. I'm sure the government is pleased.
Hey, Tim, this is one of your juvenile listeners.
I can't really say my name, you know, for legal reasons, but legal. I was listening to your Wednesday podcast about that game called Skanks, or whatever you want to call it, that lure old men and, you know, busting them on Skype.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was basically doing the same thing, except on a different version, and I got in trouble, and I had to go into juvenile court. And what happened was, well, I did a lot of pranks, but I guess I'll just list them. I called McDonald's. I told them my kids' meal were ticking, and my double quarter pounder was half eaten, and I expect a refund, and I get in like just a massive argument with them. Secondly, I call Radio Shack and like electronic shit stores like that, and I asked them if gangbanging porn would require more RAM because it has more people, and just a whole bunch of stuff. I mean,
takes more CPU processing power. Well, those are like normal pranks, and you're calling businesses and stuff, so I can understand why you sort of got in trouble for that. I'm talking to pedophiles overseas. If anyone's going to get in trouble for that, it should be the pedophiles, not me. So I think I'm in the clear there. That, my friends, is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Watch you guys do our show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is an oh God. He didn't get no Kang Pao chicken or no chopsticks. The only thing he did was he
pulled his eggs out and put his dick in his butt.
That's quite enough. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on Dave.com. Thank you guys so much for a great week of shows. We'll see you back on Monday. Until then, bye, everybody.
I'm not bullshitting with you, America, right now. But really, I'm gonna kill him.